Broadcasting from the home of the Dodgers.
At the proud Dodger flagship station, we can't
wait. Oh, a home run!
This is the Petros and Money Show. With Petros Papadakis.
I brought my goggles!
And Matt Money Smith.
The voice of your Chargers.
Listen on your mobile device using our free iHeartRadio app.
Only the individual, or that part of life which is in the firm grasp of the individual, is real.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. This is pretty cool. You can log on to AM 570 LA Sports right now for your chance to win the Los Angeles Chargers Ultimate Fan Experience at this year's Pro Bowl game.
High five zone.
In Orlando, cheer on Coach Lynn and the league-high seven Pro Bowl players from the Chargers. Your LA Chargers Pro Bowl experience gets you two VIP tickets to the game in the AFC fan section, access to the AFC-NFC practices, plus tickets to the Pro Bowl skills competition, air travel, hotel accommodations,
wow,
and Charger gear. Pretty freaking sweet ultimate fan experience. Again, that is at am570lasports.com for details.
Clippers host Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at 7:30.
Warriors big.
Matt and I will be gone at 6:30 to send you to that event right here on AM570 LA Sports. Sunday, we have the NFC Championship game. We got Rams, we got Saints. Kickoff is at noon. We're also your home of Super Bowl 53, and we are in the Grand in Your Hand zone. If you're listening at 20 after every hour from 6 to 6 for the keyword, once you hear it, text that keyword to 200-200. If you get a call back, pick up the phone because it could be $1,000 for you. A big thanks to Ivica Zubac, a great young man of great substance and
favorite Laker
enthusiasm, and he is by far our favorite Laker.
We like the Coozer. He's been on the show before.
We like the Coos.
But we love the Zoobs.
We've never snoozed on the Coos.
Never snoozed on the Coos.
But Zoobs is our guy.
Oh, Botsy. We love Botsy.
What up, Botsy? My dad is going to join us next hour, like we said.
Yo, Ivy.
And we have a lot of great Frogman Friday sports talk.
Frogman?
For the people. We didn't talk about this yet, but it should be mentioned before we keep on moving on. The Dodgers, as we are your Dodger station, they're on the Manny Machado sweepstakes. Maybe, Matt, you mentioned this the other day, talking about Manny playing second base or something.
Lying
it's kind of a joke, but it's no joke. According to Manny's dad, Manuel Machado, the Dodgers are one of the three teams that have put their toe
that have given him an offer.
Toe on the shallow end.
Manuel Machado said he's already received offers from three teams, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Phillies. He then said that he did not receive an offer from the White Sox, and that was the one that Buster Olney and Bob Nightingale reported on that was the only offer he had received. So not sure if Manuel Machado is trying to help boost the stock of his son, Manny.
I'm glad he's not Emmanuel Machado. You know what I mean? Emmanuel in space.
Isn't it Manuel? Isn't it pronounced Manuel?
Why would you do that? We can't do that anymore.
What, Emmanuel?
We can't talk about Emmanuel. Cinemax isn't showing Emmanuel anymore. Silk Stockings is no longer part of their programming.
Well, that was on USA.
Stars After Dark is gone.
Silk Stockings was a real detective show, Matt. It wasn't a dirty show.
You're thinking Body of the, Heat.
You're thinking of The Erotic Traveler.
The Erotic Traveler.
Have you ever watched The Erotic Traveler?
No.
Do you know what he does?
No.
Travels.
And?
Sex.
There it is.
Erotic sex.
Hence The Erotic Traveler.
Muscly erotic sex.
I don't remember the name of the series that Shannon Weary starred in, but that was a Cinemax special back in the early 90s, too.
Young Lady Chatterley.
There was that.
Is a favorite of mine. But Emmanuel...
gone.
Emmanuel's got
wind. Wipe it clean.
Emmanuel Machado has got wind in his jaws. He told a Spanish reporter, I believe that the team you will probably less think about is the one that's going to sign Manny Machado.
Duo preguntas. Dodgers? Sí. Phillies? Sí.
Emmanuel, blink twice if Manny Machado's going to play second for the Dodgers.
I just blinked twice.
Yeah. I think it's going to happen. Matt made the call. It was.
Don't forget where you heard it first.
It was a flippant call, and he was drunk at the BJ's, but he did say it first.
It may have come between a dissertation on truck nuts and a man falling over while trying to grab a napkin, but it was said.
That happened.
It was said.
Both
on
those
location.
Things happened. Speaking of truck nuts, Matt, somebody told me that truck nuts are illegal in Florida now because people have, like, they have the biggest nuts. You know, there's just been a competition now, you know,
like, who's got to have the biggest set?
You know, like when you first started seeing Laker flags, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, and then you'd have to have four Laker flags, and then somebody trying to roll down their window, and the Laker flag hits your windshield, and now you got Safe Light coming over to the house. The point is that
the balls got too big.
The balls got huge, and they were scraping on the ground and sparks everywhere. Like, that's what happened. Big metal truck nuts. Florida can't be trusted with something delicate like truck nuts. They just can't.
Well, you didn't have to add on to the sentence. Florida can't be trusted. Period. In anything.
Florida can be trusted for something.
Nothing.
What if I want to go to a good strip club?
Not a great
idea. Trust Florida.
Bad things will happen.
What if I want to see a kick-ass DJ? Florida.
Bad things will happen.
What if I want chlamydia?
Okay. I can get you. I can get on the same
page. What if I want to duel with an alligator while I'm golfing?
Sounds like Florida's
your
spot.
See? Florida's my place. All right, I will do the word of the day right here. Are you still in there?
He heard me with his words.
Kevin Lutt?
The word of the day.
A big debate today, not about the Razors anymore. I don't want to yell at Kevin about Razors. What's your problem? Why don't you like it? Why don't I like it? I just want to buy Razors.
Buy Razors.
That's
you're the one that had to go find the commercial.
When I watched,
you had to see what was up.
When I put the 2 hours into the Breakfast Club, I was like, yeah, you know, not cool that they taped that guy's butt together and his butt was all hairy.
But I'd be pretty cool with
and they ripped
carton
off
of smokes for Christmas. That'd be sweet.
Smoke up, Johnny. You know, but I put 2 hours into that movie and I wanted the emotional message.
Hey, you went and found Gillette. Gillette didn't come find you.
I looked it up on the Twitter just
exactly
and I saw
right.
a bunch of asses with Gillette on it. Sleek asses. Pretty sleek.
They shave your butt.
You know what? Those people probably had to shave their asses because those are tight suits. This was another debate that was in the bullpen today.
I love bullpen debates.
I think these people are... I don't know where you're going to fall on this, Matt.
Okay.
Postmates, Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash. All of these I use in my home. I think those of us that use it too much...
What a shocker.
...feel it in our pocketbook. And we also feel it around our center. But... people do these services, and when you're desperate, it's a great thing. And there are, much like the pizzas and stuff like that of our childhood in the 80s, delivery people. Kevin says you don't tip the delivery people for DoorDash. If the app doesn't have a place where you can say, you know, $5 tip or whatever, then whatever, you're not supposed to hand that person cash when they roll up to your house with your avocado egg rolls. And I think that that's grossly wrong. I think if it's a delivery person and they come to your house and they have your food that you're going to ingest and digest, that you should show them a little love.
I didn't say that you shouldn't tip them. I just said you don't have to feel obligated to tip them.
That might as well be you shouldn't tip them.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
That's the same thing.
Do you say, let me give you a tip. I'll show you this Gillette commercial to teach you how to act. Come on in. Let me show you this.
I thought you said you weren't going to talk about it.
Now, this is outside of there's already a built-in in the app where it says you want to include a tip. Most people do that. But
yeah,
this is
which I also do.
I bet it's low.
Why would you bet that?
Yeah,
it's
why
low?
Would you bet that? Why?
Because
why do you think? Because
he said that he doesn't feel obligated when they show up.
I also don't carry a lot of cash a lot of times either, so I have to go out of my way if I'm going to go leave my house to go to the bank ATM to get some cash. I might as well just leave my house and just go buy the food anyway.
You need a drawer of petty cash for the chips for the
petty other. Cash. There is a school of thought that, and the school of thought is the rest of the world that's not America that says, why am I paying this guy instead of his employer?
Mm-hmm. True.
Ryan DoorDash and Uber Eats and Postmates paying their drivers. Why do I got to pay them? I already got to pay the delivery fee. I already got to pay for the food.
Yeah. They're already
getting
everything
a kickback.
Get a percentage
let's out
just
of that,
make
right.
everything like you.
That's
they're
right.
getting a kickback.
Okay, let's go to Europe. Let's go over to Simsy's and sit there for an hour before the waiter even comes and has a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and takes an hour to take the order and then just leaves and then brings all the food at once and then doesn't bring the check for 2 hours.
Hey,
let's make everything like you.
Hey, Sergeant Strawman, enough. We're talking about tips here, okay?
Let's make everything like Europe then. Let's all just have the chicks not shave anymore. Let's just have all the dudes start being DJs. And
some
like
people are into that sort
Axwell
of thing.
Axwell and Ingrosso. Let's make everything like Europe. We tip in America. And just because you don't see the person and they're on your phone and it's some little tiny face in the corner, that person should be tipped.
Here's how the whole debate
You want to tip a guy that's had his fingers in your fries the whole way to your house?
Yeah,
you
there
go
was
ahead
that
tip
too.
A man. You know that guy's doing fry tax. That's three fry tax.
I did have a friend had a couple of tacos missing from an order once or twice. And it's like, what happened? He's like, I don't know, man. This is the bag I got.
Well, then you can complain.
Got some lettuce hanging out the side of his mouth.
You can use the app and complain.
Here's how the whole debate got started. I went to...
What do you think, Cage?
I went to Chick-fil-A earlier today.
You're
and
cheap.
Got breakfast.
You don't want to pay the guy.
So I walked in and...
Hey, why don't you tip the guy that's working the register at the gas station? Hey, man, thanks for selling me that booch.
Exactly.
Because he didn't deliver anything.
Well, he'd give you the pack of cigarettes you asked for.
I don't smoke.
I'm sorry, Kate.
But
I interrupted.
Chick-fil-A, I ordered, and there was, to my right, waiting, 6 or 7 people all working for these companies, waiting to get orders and then driving their Uber cars or wherever they drive now to go deliver them, right?
Or whatever they drive.
So my whole thing was, if we're going to cross the street from Chick-fil-A, and we ordered it, because I guess Grubhub now does Chick-fil-A right here across the street. So we can, in essence, go on Grubhub.com or whatever the app, order it. Why do we have to tip the guy $5 if we're like 400 feet from
we here? Have a
because
great,
you've opted to use that service.
We have a great
but there's
deal.
Delivery fees, like you said.
Great deal of DoorDashers who listen to the show, and they are very unhappy. Here's a text that says, we make $4 to sit, wait, then deliver your food. Money. Shady effort. Gas ain't free.
Wait, first
neither
of all,
is maintenance. Money ain't asked for that.
First of all, I do tip the drivers.
I know you do, man.
I always do. I tip them too much, by the way.
I do too.
And I hate that I do. It drives me nuts that I tip them much as I do.
Because is it in the app that you do that?
I give them cash.
I got shamed so hard once by a DoorDasher who I tipped. I was in a panic. My wife was sick. The coffee needed
my wife.
Got. I ordered the coffee. DoorDasher shows up, and it was like a girl doing the walk of shame. It was like 7 in the morning. She's rocking high heels. She looks like she's been out.
Men's sweatpants.
Yeah, she looks like she's been out all night, and her makeup's all over her face, or she has a total sex hair, and she's like, must be nice to have someone delivering your coffee. I was like, whoa, hey. Did you just walk out
of the
9-0?
Must be nice to have a job.
Yeah, I was like, did you just walk out of the 9-0? Like, what happened to this chick? So, I've been through it with the DoorDashers, and I've had some rough times where it takes a long time and things like that. But I think the general rule of thumb in America, what makes us better than most people, is that we are the most generous country in the world. And we are better than everybody else.
The whole thing is wrong. I mean, I get it. If you've got kids and you
exceptionalism?
And you can't get out to go get dinner, you know, somebody can deliver it to you. But if you're just a lazy ass playing video games and, hey, let's order Taco Bell and have some dude deliver our
wait a minute.
Tacos.
I'm in the middle of
that?
A Street Madden marathon,
that's me.
Man.
If
that's
you're
right.
An American... And you should be able to order food regardless of your circumstance.
Those are jobs, Kate. Those are people that are in an employ
check
and making
text
money.
Also. They're all complaining about they make $4 out of it.
At least it's $4 that they weren't making before.
Bingo.
You know, hey, all of a sudden you make 4 deliveries and guess what? You're making $25 an hour with tips. A pretty sweet gig.
Mm-hmm.
$100 in a night. $150 in 6 hours worth. Pretty good. Nothing wrong with that.
Not if Kevin Fingers just flips you a dollar.
Yeah. Obligated.
Any type of customer service, this is the text, should get a tip. Not tipping is just as bad as not putting your grocery cart back.
I would agree with that. I would agree with
and
that.
And I know you have a giant aversion to that, Matt, as well. So,
to the you people, don't put your cart back?
Oh, I do. No,
you
I
better.
Do. I do. I don't want you attacking
me. You
got
me. No excuses.
I understand. No,
no
I do.
No kids in the car.
You're
no
right.
You're not
you're
handicapped.
Right. Look, there's no reason why these services now shouldn't have the tip built in when you actually purchase the order online.
If they don't.
But they should.
If they don't.
If they don't. Recognize that
I
there's a
Starbucks
strong possibility
today,
I don't carry
no tip
cash.
Jar. You know what I did? Put the money on the table.
Here is.
I swear to God.
Like, honestly, just not to be a douche, which I always am, but the bigger picture is the people that own the company are billionaires. They make an ass load of money because we tip. If you forced them to take that money out of their billionaire pocket and pay the guy more than $4 per delivery, then they'd be fine. Instead, it's the top and the 1% that pocket all the cash and buy an island. They bought Molokini off of DoorDash.
That's right.
And I'm the one that's got to pay the $5 per delivery when they should be paying the guy $9 for a delivery instead of $4.
Damn straight. Matt Smith, 2020.
Hey,
let's do it.
The people.
Molokini pays for insurance for that guy. So when he breaks his femur doing DoorDash, they fix it for free. We, on the other hand, can just pick up a little bit, a couple dollars here and there. For the working man. Here's a text about you. Kevin.
Secret text us a line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Is such an effing millennial.
Thank you.
Well, he is. I mean, technically, categorically, that's where he falls. He's a millennial.
Oh, this one's rough. And it's directed over there.
To Kate. There comes Kate.
Prepare to defend yourself.
All right.
Shut up, Cates.
That's it, huh?
He's a dork, and he never batted over 300 or made any team in Burbank. Now, that's not true, right?
Yeah,
it was all CIF.
It's all lies.
What was peak average?
Well, my senior year, I had 452.
There you go.
Bam.
That's greater than 300.
Someone just got moated.
Yeah.
Someone just got what?
Moated.
Huh?
Moated.
What?
You're not allowed to use that word. That's our word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not allowed to use that word.
Am I too young to use the word
you
moated?
You cannot use the M word.
I haven't heard that word in 20 years.
You step off of
moated. My God.
And by the way, the proper use is you're moated, corroded, your butt exploded. If you don't say it like that, you didn't grow up when I grew up, and I know you didn't because you're clean-ass shaven face.
Ooh, Kevin, you're moated.
Yeah!
Wow.
What if you have free delivery for Grubhub and you don't tip? Is that like a double whammy? You're getting it for
That's
free.
That's a Tim Cates move.
Cates got the coupon code.
I heard the
coupon code, first time, long time.
One of the mariachis that came to Cates' house put his hand out for a tip on Christmas Eve, and Cates said, high five! I do not put my card away. Those guys grabbing the carts are employed because of my laziness.
No, they're not. No, they're not. There is no individual cart hoarder, cart returner. They are people that work the bags, and they work the shelves. They work everything at the grocery store, and then they get assigned the parking lot.
But it's acceptable at Costco, because we can all agree Costco's parking sucks, so just leave the cart where you're at.
That takes away spaces.
Right.
So, but parking sucks. If you return the carts, more spaces.
You're taking away David Vasse's first job in life, getting
but
the carts.
Matt, if Costco's making all these billions, and they're buying all these islands all over the world,
okay,
why can't they pay their employees a little more to get all the carts?
They do.
But like more employees so no one has to return the carts.
Because we are becoming lazy as a society.
The 1%.
Next thing you know, you're going to want to hire people to wipe your butt.
We're becoming
to
Europe.
Shave you so you don't have to look at yourself in the mirror.
We're one step
so
away from
being
Europe.
You can sit in a chair and they can just shave you.
This is a scathing text about the two production mavens for the Rogan and Rodney show and Petros and Money respectively. Just when you think there's nobody cheaper than Cates. Figure says, hold my beer. Jesus, that booth is a douche canoe built for two.
Well done, Textoso. Boy, we love hearing from the people. When you contribute to the show, people.
Cates is worse than Kevin. Oh, people who don't tip become servers in hell.
I hear, though, tips in hell are freaking awesome. You get tip. I mean, you want to talk about it great.
Yeah, they gave you a tip. Hey, you want a tip? Ten Commandments. You screwed that one up, brother.
Those tips are lit.
No, that's our word, Tim. You can't say that.
Okay,
that's
well
our
done.
Word.
Can never say motive.
Can never
again.
Say that.
Damn.
No, that's our
oh,
word.
Oh, because Fred says it all the time. It's lit. It's coming up next.
I give him permission to.
Number of the day.
Oh, there's more?
We can do it next. We already got to do the keyword out.
We're three minutes late.
We'll do it next. Keyword.
You want to keyword it?
AM 570 LA Sports has your shot at $1,000. Now.
Let's do it right now.
Text the nationwide keyword SUPER to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's SUPER to 200-200.
All right.
Song of the day, everybody? I think that's why it's quiet.
Oh.
This is the song of the day.
The Shins are a band from Albuquerque, New Mexico, with our song of the day called Sea Legs from the album Wincing the Night Away. Because it is a Frogman Friday on the Petros and Money Show, where you're going to need your sea legs about you as we man the captain's wheel and sail the seas of great sports talk that lead to Clippers basketball, where the Warriors come out to play tonight at Staples Center, where Adam Oslin will be wandering around ready to give you your Clippers countdown coming up at 6:30 p.m.
Thank you, Ronnie. We'll get you your number of the day next. P, your father, will join us at the back end of this hour. We still have the lessons learned in a top story on what was the best Laker win of the season in Oklahoma City, plus little NFC championship preview. The Rams and Saints can be heard here at 12 p.m. high noon on Sunday as we are your home for the NFC championship and Super Bowl 53.
Yeah! It's popping, everybody. Welcome back. Petra Somebody Show's on the air. Happy to be with you, changing lives while you sleep. On AM 570 LA Sports, we are your, you better tip, show of record
And horse in a dumpster show of record.
Yeah, we just watched him pull a horse out of a dumpster in Huntington Beach during the break. That was pretty cool on Channel 7.
Well done, first responders. Well done.
I didn't know they had horses in Huntington Beach. It's new for me. My dad will join us in the very next segment. We have lessons learned in great sports talk. We'll talk more and more Lakers, as the Lakers had a fine performance last night, their best of the year. The Dodgers are in the news. Manny Machado's dad has got wind in his jaws, and people are confused.
Manuel Machado making news about Manny Machado.
Very interesting. Manuel Machado.
And?
Manuel Emmanuel.
In space.
Machado. My father is going to come along, like we said. But right now, it's time for the number of the
day. Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Today is 10, and 3,500 is in grand. And again, 3,500. It's an interesting one, I thought. LaMelo Ball plays at a weird...
Yes, the Ohio high school.
Basketball high school called Spire Institute in Ohio. Mm-hmm. It is a basketball school. They are playing a game in Kentucky this weekend instead of playing a basketball game in Massachusetts for the Hoop Hall Classic that they were scheduled to play.
But why not, Matt? Why wouldn't they play in that prestigious Hoop Hall Classic in Massachusetts? Surely the Hoop Hall Classic would love to have LaMelo Ball out there doing his thing.
The organizer of the Hoop Hall Classic in Massachusetts, Greg Procino, told Forbes. Told Forbes, an outside consultant requested a change in terms and did have certain financial requests. We did not pay these certain financial requests. And Spire,
to get a high school team to play a tournament?
Decided not to honor the original agreement for Hoop Hall Classic. We have replaced Spire with the Patrick School after a final conversation took place.
So they wanted money like Troy State going to play LSU?
There is a dude by the name of Alan Foster, who is the managing director of the Ball Sports Group, and he requested $10,000 from the tournament, not for Spire Institute, but for LaMelo Ball.
Wait a minute.
Individually, to be paid to play in his weekend tournament. So he says, pound sand, beat it. This gets better. So they now, instead of playing in the Hoop Hall Classic, are trying to make up some cash.
In Kentucky. How you like me now?
How you like me now?
Kentucky.
Kentucky and is where they are.
How you like me now, Kentucky?
Once again, flies in the face of all that eligibility stuff they were trying to talk about.
According to Adam Zagoria of the New York Times, if you are attending the tournament in Kentucky featuring the Spire Institute, you are free to film all and every game and use on your own for distribution and publicity of this tournament, unless you film the two Spire Institute games. If you decide you want to film those, you will have to pay $3,500 at the gate per the rules of the Big Baller Brand media credential.
So they're trying to peddle their whole Lithuanian crap and all the crap that they did here in Ohio with LaMelo Ball, because they figured those people are so thirsty for stardom now that LeBron James has left a sucking hole in the Cleveland basketball landscape.
I think
shame
just
on you, Ball.
This is national social media mixtape. People are paying it. Multiple people, according to Zagoria.
Shame on them.
Are paying $3,500 so they can film and make their mixtapes. Furthermore,
he can't play college basketball.
That's the interesting thing. This company called Flow Sports is giving them $5,000 per game to have the rights to all of their media that they post online digitally. And that's great, unless you're doing a post-game interview with LaMelo and you ask him how things are going and what's in your future. And he says, quote, I really hope I can play Division I basketball next year. You played professionally in Lithuania.
They've been taking money for years.
Melo won ice. Melo won nougat.
Yeah, you have your own shoes.
Those are
Zion
all out
Williamson
there.
Zion Williamson doesn't have shoes.
No shoes. No $10,000 to play in a weekend tournament. No $5,000 per game with Flow Sports. Probably going to be tough for LaMelo Ball to get to a Division I school. He'll end up being one of these first G Leaguers that goes straight from high school and make $125,000 a year.
Or back to Europe.
And maybe he'll be fine, but Look, whatever. You want to make money however you can make money. It blew me down when I got to the bottom paragraph and it said multiple outlets have paid the $3,500 fee in order to film the Spire games.
And people bought shoes.
Still, they got, dude, LiAngelo's got shoes. LiAngelo Ball, who I don't believe is playing basketball right now, has absolutely zero pro prospects, has a signature shoe that sells for like $200 on the Big Brawler, Big Baller brand.
Brooklyn Brawler, mid-card jobber.
That would be sweet. Website. So, there's that.
I feel for the young man.
I do too, kind of.
But at the same time, they're very complicit in this horrible Ball family paradigm.
He does seem paradigm. A little, I mean, it's, I hate saying it about a 17 or an 18-year-old, but he's certainly embraced it.
I know a friend whose daughter asked LaMelo Ball, and she's like seven, very cute, lives in Chino Hills, asked LaMelo Ball for an autograph. She was rebuffed and humiliated.
Douche.
Correct.
Drives a Lamborghini. Douche.
You want to choose? Yeah, you're right. You want to choose a USC or UCLA fight song here, Matt? Because we have a big game.
I would prefer the UCLA. We are the UCLA station.
Why would you? What about me? What about my alma mater?
You hate your alma mater.
That is a gross overstatement.
They fired you as their PA man. When it comes to basketball, you do not like your alma mater.
I'm a proud Trojan. I root for those guys. How dare you say that about me, Matt?
You're right. Wish I had something to lean on.
Nothing.
To support my case.
Tomorrow at 1 at the Galen Center. What a great venue for basketball. Love what they do there. Game ops.
You do?
No. USC plays host to UCLA in men's basketball. We'll have that game on AM570 LA Sports. Saying there's not a lot of fanfare for this game is saying there's not a lot of love for LaMelo Ball on this show.
I'm certainly not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it.
You got Zubats in with the Lakers.
Oh, we got Lakers. We got the Rams ramming it.
Rams in the NFC Championship right here at noon.
We're selling Charger tickets for next year.
People are excited about a lot of things around town.
Clay Helton's dragging his feet on the USC OC.
He is, because, well, he knows the guy's going to take the job when he offers it to him. And it's going to be the guy he's looking at in the mirror when he's shaving with that Gillette razor. You are a good man.
Own it.
You are a good man.
Own the offense. Promote Drevno
if you're
to
go
coordinator.
Down,
yeah.
You go down on your own terms.
Worst case scenario for USC fans.
Would be that.
Helton style, and I think it is the most.
Likely.
Likely is that Tim Drevno, the O-line coach, moves up to become the offensive coordinator, and Helton basically takes over the offense like he said he did.
Comes play caller.
At the back end of last year, like he had really been doing for years. And apparently he's only been calling plays for a handful of games. That's not true.
I was the red zone
coordinator. No, it's a great deal more. Trust me.
Only red zone.
No,
that's all I do.
I just got to push back gently here and say I'm pretty sure you've been controlling the offense the whole time. Best case scenario is that USC gets one of these NFL coordinators coming off one of these playoff games or something like that. And then there's also a buzz out there, Matt, that a certain man who swam upstream as a UCLA interim coach, Jed Fish.
Love Jed Fish. That dude can call plays.
Yeah.
But just ask him.
He right now is connected to McVay at the Rams. Why would he want to go coach under Helton? Maybe he would, but that's a name you might want to think of in this situation. But back to the game. USC versus UCLA popping off. Cates is on top of this. He will have the post game. UCLA's 10-7 overall, 3-1 in the Pac-12, coming off a split at the Oregon schools last weekend. SC's terrible. They're 9-8.
What the heck? They got Porter. He's dominating. That guy is awesome.
He has the deepest thigh bruise. He's like the trench in the ocean. That's how deep that thigh bruise. Mariana Trench or whatever. I mean, it is deep. Like, he's never coming back. They're like, this bruise
is so deep.
Well,
it makes sense. I mean, you look at every mock draft, he's projected to go in the top 10. He never has to play a game of – why play?
Well, actually,
and ruin
a
chance for you to go in the top 10.
He came back, and now he's been suspended. Indefinitely.
It's just indefinitely.
Wait, what?
He's been suspended indefinitely after something happened in Oregon last weekend during the trip to Oregon State in Oregon.
Shoplifting?
They didn't say, he violated some team rule or he did something.
Well, you know, in Oregon, there's no state tax. So the guys like to go up there and buy a lot of shoes. And maybe he bought too many shoes and tried to pay state tax.
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah, here it is. Highly touted freshman guard Kevin Porter Jr. suspended indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
So I guess his bruise did heal. But now he's suspended.
Okay. Indefinitely. Indefinitely.
And like Matt said, he's going to be a lottery pick either way. Benny Boatwright from VCS is finally healthy. And
how old is that dude?
400 and underperforming.
He's only a senior, Matt. Come on.
He got him the win at Oregon State last week. It says here single-handedly, but I don't believe
it. I think him and JT Daniels are the same age. One's a senior in college, one's a freshman.
In third grade, Lamar Odom was 11 years old. Andy Enfield
12.
Is in his sixth year at USC. He's never won the Pac-12. He's gotten to the NCAA tournament twice. He's had good recruiting classes. USC's football issues are Enfield's BFF because nobody seems to notice just how piss poor things are at the Galen Center right now. And I'm talking about
a lot of people, though. Electric atmosphere. I know the on-court product is not matching the off-court enthusiasm.
And I'm calling out the game product. I'm calling out you, the DJ. I'm calling out you, the PA guy.
You're calling out Malski?
Yeah.
Malski does a good job.
Played out.
Malski liked you.
No, he didn't.
Malski supported you.
He pushed me out.
Malski said, hey, man, what you want? You want Hole in Your Head by Cypress Hill? Here it comes. Bam.
Hole in your head, an effing hole in your head. Get a hole in your mother effing head. Yes, thank you. That was a song from the 90s that we used to listen to. Oh, hole in your head, you got a hole in your head. Hole in your mother effing head. Mother effing head. Hole, hole, hole. I was like, what the hell? Why do we, what are we doing?
That sweet beat.
I mean, I know, but.
That sweet beat.
That's what I want, is some guy with a really annoying voice.
On off shotgun, hand on
up. On it. Hold up. On my shotgun. Hold up. That's what I want. A guy with a high, annoying voice mockingly say he's going to put a hole in my head.
Hey, he was ahead of the curve.
Be real.
He was rolling them super doobies and just smoking them on stage going, whatever,
you're
arrest
right.
me. Let me see. Come on. Come get me.
Hits from the bong.
Let's go.
Another great Cypress Hill song.
Hey, Dr. Green Thumb.
Dr. Green Thumb, you are needed. Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb. This has been your Cypress Hill Minute on the Petros and Money Show. We'll be right back with
your dad.
Father, who wants to discuss the Rams.
Okay.
And perhaps he's putting his weight behind the Rams now because because of Vince Ferragamo. Why wouldn't he? He hates that pretty boy coach.
Ah, I guess that makes sense. We are your home of the Dodgers, and a reminder that Dodgers Fan Fest is a week from tomorrow, Saturday, January 26th. It is free if you want to go out. Always a great time every single year, but you do need a ticket. But again, that ticket is free. You need to visit Dodgers.com to get your tickets. On the football side of things, we are your home of the NFC Championship game. You will hear Rams v. Saints right here at noon on Sunday. And remember, we are also your home of Super Bowl 53.
And joining us right now, Matt, he has the swagger of a champion.
Y'all left the groceries out in the
John
car.
Papadakis.
Then holler.
Former.
Bring them in.
USC linebacker.
Haven't got
jazz crooner now. Former restaurateur.
I'm making bathtub gin.
Love this song.
He would not have enjoyed the Italian restaurant I ate at last night.
No.
Very small portions.
Bad service?
Service was okay, but the portions.
Too small.
Give it life. But joining us right now to discuss a myriad topics is my father, John Papadakis, on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Comes on every week. Hi, Dad. How are you? Happy Friday.
As they used to say in 1970, what's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah. Anyway, the Rams are happening, right?
Sure.
Are you excited about a nice transition for yourself?
Well, you see, when I was a kid, the Rams had a fight song.
Another one.
They had a band down there that would play, you know, right at the floor of the Coliseum, in the corner of the Coliseum by the locker room.
What was the in the tunnel side? Yeah. What was the
They'd have a big band there, and they'd have cheerleaders, and they had everything. Did you know how the Rams song went?
I
dun 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 dun. Had words too. The Rams are in there fighting. fighting all the way. They're gonna win. They're gonna win today. Oh, it was great. The whole Coliseum would sing it.
Sounds like it. Bring it back.
Oh, it was great. It was a time when people, you know, threw things together more readily than they do now, and they were a lot happier for it.
Obviously, you've never seen a flash mob. My father, John Papadakis, joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Do you like this Rams team, Dad? I mean, they run the ball a lot. You love the run.
I tell you what, since they got that second back.
C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson.
From Cal.
Yeah, he's running over and through people. He is fearless, and he's a load. And he's delivering the mail. Without him, I don't think they would have gotten as far. That was a brilliant move to acquire him and put him up against whoever wants to try to stop him. And I think that he's the only one who could make a difference now, because the talent seems, you know, they're both offensive teams, so to speak. And they had a shootout already here without that guy. But that guy can stabilize the team. He can stabilize an offense and make the difference in the fourth quarter. So let's hope and pray he stays well. They are in a different environment. And back there in Kansas City, those people...
Well, not
New Orleans. New Orleans.
They got to go to New Orleans. The Patriots are in Kansas City.
Forgive me, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's all right. It is a different environment, though. You're right.
Yeah, but in New Orleans, I think the Rams have the advantage again because it's in a dome. And they have a dry field, and
analysis, you know, on the fly.
Their athleticism can trump New Orleans. I believe that the first half of the game last week, New Orleans had to come from behind to win, as I recall.
They were down 14-0.
You know, New Orleans, they can sputter. They can sputter. I think the Rams are headed to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's exciting.
Of course, the last time they were was, I think, 1979 under my freshman quarterback, Vince Ferragamo. And they were ahead in that game. They were striving, and they were wonderful. They were so well prepared. But Terry Bradshaw hit some long passes to John Stallworth near the end of the game and killed their hopes. So I hope they redeem themselves here. This is their year to do it, if they're going to do it. Of course, they have to get by the cheese of the Patriots, and both of those teams are exceptional. Wouldn't you agree?
Certainly. Just kind of going to the Saints there for a minute, Mr. Papadakis, because as someone who likes the stout defense, that's one of your best run defenses in the league. They hold teams to low points, and they also like to run the ball with those two running backs. So I figure that's a team you like watching as well, with Kamara and Mark Ingram running the hell out of that ball too.
They're going to be formidable, but they're beatable. I like their coach. I think he's...
Sean Payton?
Pesky. And I love Drew Brees. He played against Petro when Petro was made his first touchdown and won the game against Purdue, but
tied it.
You know, but still, I think the Rams are too much for them. I think that this kid's going to have them well prepared, and they're going to have the firepower. But I really believe, as I said previously, that the difference is that back who runs hungry. And reminds me a little bit of the back that Seattle had, that Coach Carroll had up there.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. He runs hungry. And, of course, he would have won a two-time Super Bowl winner had they given him the ball on the goal line instead of getting that pass intercepted.
Stupid Pete Carroll.
Would. Yeah, everyone assumed that they would. But this guy, he's, you know, if you take almost any running back in the league and don't put him on ice for 8 or 10 weeks and then bring him out when he has a chance to start, a lot of them will run that way.
That's true. MC Fresh Legs. Do you have any other message for the people, Dad? I heard you wanted to have a message about long-term physical recovery.
Well, that's because of the unfortunate accident that our... Did you talk about Evan at all?
I did not, but if you want to, I think it's okay because
When you get terrible injuries, it takes faith and patience to overcome them.
Yes.
And, you pray for faith and patience, because with that, you can overcome anything. So you know about that because of your foot injury, and it takes months and months.
Yeah, my cousin Evan was in a bad...
Praying,
yeah, faith, I got patience. It, Dad. My cousin Evan was in a bad car accident. A lot of people have reached out on the Textoso and around because it's on social media. He is going to recover, but he has some serious injuries that are going to be a long road back. And very nice. It's a nice message, Dad. It's good to have faith because we've watched Vic have a really long recovery here, and Vic's going to have the lifetime achievement given to him on Saturday night.
And our prayers are with Vic. He's probably one of the most unique talents in broadcasting that ever came along. And let's face it, Petro, he gave you your start. We're forever grateful to him.
That's right. Thank you, Dad.
All right. Bye-bye.
What about tipping the DoorDash?
Him. Had a lot I wanted to get to with him. But
what did you want to talk about?
You know, all those things.
Cypress Hill?
A bunch of that stuff.
We are your Cypress Hill show of record.
Not even close. Don't even try to step to us with your Cypress Hill knowledge.
No, we got it all. Do you know that the other guy in Cypress Hill that wears the bucket hat that goes, it's saying to the brain! You know who that guy's brother is? Mellow Man Ace.
Oh, yeah?
Y mañana otra cosa.
Everything is going big time in a big car.
We had the lessons learned coming up. Like, so what did you do in the 90s? Well, my job, I was kind of a hype man on a rap group, and I talked like this.
Make a big cream.
Who's more useless? Bucket hat guy in this.
That was a pretty sweet verse.
Okay, well, who's more useless?
In Rock Superstar.
Yeah, well. Who's more useless?
Don't you dare compare him to Dancing Guy in Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Don't you dare.
I wouldn't.
That
How dare you?
Fat in a suit.
How dare you? Sir.
How dare you?
Who's worse? The extra guy in Cypress Hill, Mellow Man Ace's brother, or the extra guy in Naughty by Nature?
See, now here's what I would prefer you to frame this
Answer
as.
The question.
As the Cypress Hill show of record, how about just asking who's better? Not who's worse. Who's better?
Who's better? The extra guy in Naughty by Nature.
So you're asking me who's better?
The guy who wasn't Tretch.
They both suck.
You're the worst. Lessons learned in Lakers talk with old Ball Washington Smith coming up next.